All I do is daydream. They been sleeping on us, I'm just trying to see what they seen.
Welcome. How are you? Into the Woods podcast. I am your host, Ryan Woods. It's Monday, June 26th, the final Monday in June 2023. How will you spend your final Monday in June? You're not going to get another one for a year. We're going to be halfway through and you're going to see people posting, "How are we already halfway through the year? Can you believe it?" Yeah, time flies. It's a really crippling thought when you're afraid of how fast time is going by. And you sit there every night and you wonder, how have I let it all slip away? How have I let it all just go right by me while other people out there accomplishing things? And here I am complaining about things on the internet while other people are out doing stuff. And I just want to watch those people do that stuff, you know, because it's a good time. Lord knows, man. Lord knows. I had a thought this weekend that I would be like a pet. Like, I always, like, so I'm what many people would call normal or average, or in some cases and in some body parts, below average. Oh, it's a dick joke. And I thought about the whole, like, how people used to just be peasants. And I had the sad realization that I would for sure be a peasant if I lived in a different time period. Like, if I lived in a time period, say, like 1500s, Europe, yeah, I'd be a peasant. I'd be like a shoemaker or something, but like not the best shoemaker. I'd be like a middle-of-the-road shoemaker. Like, the rich people wouldn't come to me, but the people that like we're like, I need my shoes made up in a pinch, and I'd be there just, you know, doing my little jokes. I might even be a jester. Hey, some nobleman might keep me around to be a jester, but then they'd probably call me a groupie, and I'd get really embarrassed about it, and then I would quit. So, yeah, that's the realization I had this weekend, is that maybe I'm not. I think we all come to that realization, right? That, hey, you know, not all of us, actually, Ryan, because I watched that Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary on Netflix. Well, I'm one episode in, so I might not even watch another episode, because I was watching it, and, you know, you just get this sense of, like, motivation from the Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary, where he's just like, if I could see it, I could be it. If I could see it, it must be able to come true. You could sculpt the body. I've wanted everything that I've gotten everything I've ever wanted because I could see it, I could be it. And I'm like, damn. Wouldn't it be nice to be fucking motivated? Like, to accomplish what he has in his life, how long would it take me? And there are people that are just shitty and love to point at other people's and be like, other people, and just be like, oh, well, they like to point out that maybe Arnold wasn't, you know, the best actor in the world. But think about this. Born in a different country, not even the country you were born in. And he goes and he just comes here after sculpting his body the way he wants to sculpt the body. He comes here. He becomes the best bodybuilder in the world. I would say genetics have a pretty good say in that, but also determination. Because how many tall motherfuckers aren't good at basketball? You know what I mean? And then he does that. And then he's like, oh, now I want to be a movie star. And then he's a movie star. Oh, and then after he's a movie star, he's like, I'm going to get to the highest possible political office in this country that I can without being a resident, a natural resident, citizen, whatever. And bing, bang, boom, he's done it. And what are you going to do this final Monday in June, huh? Complain on the internet about a Russian coup? That's a pretty good Arnold Schwarzenegger impression, huh? You need to sculpt the body, shock the muscle. I would go in, I'd work out 3 times a day. I'd see that he worked out at 5 a.m. I see that he wakes up at 5 a.m. and trains and then goes back and trains again. And I said, that's what I have to do. I must do that. Russian coup. I saw that Russia was under a coup, and then like 10 hours later, it's like, hey, never mind. Nah, they're backing out of it. Nah. They almost showed it was too damn, they were like, it was too damn easy. Those Wagner. You ever read a word and you say it wrong and somebody corrects you, but you just read it the way it's spelled? Like, I was reading it Wagner Group, and then I hear it on the news. They're calling it Wagner. Why not just spell it that way? Huh? Hey, you know what I mean? What's up with the... You guys ever try airplane food? What's the deal? But I saw that, and the guy just backs out of it. He just says no. And I think that my main takeaway is I was trying to gather information on this. And by that, I mean... By gather information in 2023, I mean I was reading Twitter, you know? And I was just reading, just like, hey, what are people tweeting about? And I was going to believe anything I read. And so, yeah, they were marching towards Moscow. And then I was reading Twitter, and then people were posting like, hey, this wouldn't happen if Trump was president. And I'm like, what wouldn't have happened? Russian Civil War. It's like the America's United States has become like this, the hot girl that's like has to make everything about them. Hey, Putin wouldn't have invaded Ukraine if Trump was president. President of what? The Ukraine? No, the United States. How does that make any sense? 'Cause, dude. All right. I guess I have to agree with you because your argument is cuz, dude. After it's marched towards Moscow, which sounds so like, you know, I've done a lot of research on World War II and World War I and shit. Because yes, I'm a loser. And by research, I mean a lot of documentaries. World War I, you know what you need to know about World War I? I think Germany was just looking for a reason. Okay? Between us. Because has there ever been a more inconsequential human being to die than the Archduke Franz Ferdinand? And then Germany is like, all right, we're fighting everybody. Because talk about shit that didn't matter to them. They were just looking for a reason. And not to disrespect the Archduke, but and his wife. But like those two people caused all those deaths and destruction. I feel like they were just searching for a reason, you know? Hey, if they didn't want World War II, why'd they call it World War I? In the shock, it was shocking provocation in a country where Russian President Vladimir Putin holds a firm grip on power. A convoy of militarized mercenaries, usually, advancing on the capital Moscow, calling for the resignation of top defense officials. All right, ended before a possible confrontation, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, man, the mercenary group's leader, Evgeny Prigozhin, said in an audio message released Monday that Wagner's goal was not to topple the Russian government, might have been, but rather to protest the elimination of the private military company and call attention to the failures of the Russian military leadership in Ukraine. So are they just going to go back to fighting the war? Like, weren't they fighting the war against Ukraine? Now they're just like, all right, fuck it, we're going back. His forces are conducting a masterclass in how Russians' armed forces should have taken Ukraine when they invaded February 2022. Okay. Nicknamed Putin's chef, Prigozhin was once a close confidant of Putin, and the Wagner Group has been an indispensable part of Russia's military. Okay? Including Africa and South America and Ukraine. But Prigozhin's weekend rebellion, yeah, he literally was a weekend. He was just being silly. Yeah. This is a big NPR article. I'm not going to read the whole fucking thing. I don't have the time. And I really don't give a damn. I'm going to be honest with you. So, yeah. That's what else is going on this week. Have you guys heard about this submarine? Am I right? Like, I got to be honest with you. I know a lot of people were like, I know a lot of people were talking about thoughts and prayers for the five souls because that you're not a person on a ship. If you're on a vessel, you become a soul, not a person. So the five souls that died on the submarine, thoughts and prayers for them. But also, you gotta admit, it's funny as shit. Because between us, I show you this picture. I just saved you $250 million. And I saved your life. You're welcome. And it was for free. You just Google photos of Titanic and you're like, wow, look at that. Like, what's the benefit of going down there? And with that, we're going to run a new segment. This week on the End of the Woods podcast, brought to you by the End of the Woods podcast. This week's new segment on the End of the Woods podcast is criminally horny, guilty or not. So in the light of the submarine implosion this past week, we were introduced to Brian at AudioGuy182 on Twitter, whom asked for thoughts and prayers for his father. And then happened to be just a few moments later tweeted at his stepfather. He happened to tweet a few moments later to an OnlyFans model who asked, "Can I sit on you?" He says, "Yes, please," as she is scantily dressed and showing off her backside. Now, in the name of criminally horny, guilty or not, we must take in a few things to account. Okay. What is this man's situation? Stepdad imploding at some temperature, close to the surface, to the sun, under the ocean, which would be traumatic. But also, when the mood hits you and you're on Twitter, and it seems to be more popular than ever nowadays to just be on Twitter and just be shown a lot of women's body parts. Please, I don't need bonked. I'm just saying Elon's Twitter is horny in general. Oh, so Brian tweets yes, please at this girl. He's going through a lot of emotions while his father just became, you know, eviscerated under the water. He is above the water, probably going through a lot. And when you go through a lot, you kind of need to get a release of some sort. So, but on the other hand, your father did just implode under the water. It's the biggest news story in the world. Brian Audio Guy 182 on Twitter, we're going to have to go and say that you are guilty of being criminally horny. Yes, the penalty of being criminally horny and now being mercilessly bullied on Twitter is very common. You know, I think that submarine thing, I know you probably listen to a million podcasts about it at this point. He said, it might be distasteful being here, but my family would want me to be at the Blink-182 show as it's my favorite band and music helps me in difficult times. You know what would actually go crazy for Brian? Sazaz. My family would want me to be here at Blink-182, and I'm sure he felt some sort of way just belting out the lyrics to "Where are you?" That had to go dumb for him, because literally that's what the whole world was asking about his dad's submarine. So yeah, rest in peace to those people. But also, it's kind of funny as shit, because like, who the hell is going to look at the Titanic? You're like, what are we doing, guys? You know, like, what the hell? Don't fuck with the ocean, man. More people have been to space than have been that deep in the ocean. And that's kind of all I needed to know. And I'm not even afraid of the ocean. I just don't fuck with it. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not going on cruises. Because no matter how big that cruise ship is, it ain't big enough for the ocean. There ain't no safety in the ocean. You're asking for a ton. You know, I'm not, you know, what do you want me to do? I'm just going to be honest with you. I think that those people, it was bound to happen. You know, whoa, I just found out Brian Cizaz is 36 years old. Holy cow. Let's go back to our criminally horny verdict, and let's make it double guilty. 36 tweeting at OnlyFans models on Twitter? Yeah, buddy. Go to horny jail. Guilty as shit. The hell? 36 years old. God bless. And that article was from the Daily Mail, for those wondering at home, a UK-based newspaper. I also didn't realize where the Titanic was. Where is the Titanic? It's pretty close, isn't it? It's in the North Atlantic Ocean. Thanks, fucking Google. Where's the Titanic? North Atlantic Ocean. Thanks. The fuck? Titanic hasn't gotten this much news coverage in 111 years. What was the Titanic's planned path? Where is it at? Damn, it's pretty close, man. It almost made it. You know? Fuck, 400 miles off the coast. The Titanic was near Newfoundland, Canada, about 400 miles off the coast when it tragically sank. Now, 111 years later, the wreckage remains about 350 miles from Newfoundland. The fuck does that mean? On September 1st, the wrecked Titanic was found lying on the ocean floor. Wow. Yeah, it's crazy we didn't know where it was, but like, why were we looking for it? You know what I mean? Leave it alone. I mean, clearly bad shit happened. Newfoundland. What a place. Yeah, man. I think that that guy's horny. I feel bad for those people, those five souls on board. But here's the deal. Wouldn't catch me in there. Because one, too damn poor. And two, don't give a fuck. That's the reality of it. What are you doing going looking for the... Titanic? Found it. Like, it's one of those things. Like, going to find the Titanic is actually kind of funny. Because if you've ever been somewhere that a lot of people have built up in your head, right? If you've been to Niagara Falls, Canada, for example, a place I've frequented, you go, you see them, and then literally it's like, all right, let's get out of it. Let's go. We've seen them. Like, they're cool to look at for a minute or two, and then it's like, boom, where are we going next? What's for lunch? I'm out of here. So, like, imagine going down to the Titanic. There it is, not even an operable ship, literally in the ground. What are we going to, all right, let's go. What's for dinner? Like, that would be my next question. Like, all right, we got drink. Like, is there booze on board? Like, who gives it? Like, what is even the goal here? To see it? Yeah, I saw the Titanic. Cool, buddy. Move along. That's something you probably did. And that's something you tell somebody standing outside like a bathroom. your long bathroom lines. I was like, yeah, I went to see the Titanic once. All right. I think you try to, that's a one-upper kind of story. You ever meet somebody that's just done some cool ass shit, like way cooler than you could ever done? Oh, I fucking hate those people. When I was in Italy for 30 days, when I went to Germany for a month, when I was in Italy for 30, like you're out to dinner, you're getting Italian food with somebody who went to Italy for 30 days. I hate people that studied abroad. Oh, you're out to dinner with somebody, they went to Italy for their summer semester as a sophomore in college, and you're out, you order pasta, they start eating it, and they're like, you know, when I was in Italy, I had real Italian pasta. And you're like, all right, buddy, we're at a freaking Pastina's. Who gives a damn? You know? They bring it up any way they can. Oh, in Italy, they drive on the other side of the road. Or they make some goofy-ass shit, like they pull out of their driveway and they start driving on the wrong side of the road to be all quirky. And they're like, sorry, when I was in Italy. Buddy, you've been back for 6 years. The fuck are you talking about when I was in Italy? When I was in Germany, they don't have air conditioning there, so we had the windows open. All right. And what? Did you smell? Let me guess. You smelled bratwurst and beer? Huh? Did you wear lederhosen? Huh? You want me to be impressed by any of this shit? Cool. You went to Germany. Oh, cool. You went to France. All the people there smell bad. I'm trying to make this the most American... the most American thoughts ever. Oh yeah, what was France like? A lot of weirdos, girls without shaved armpits. A lot of weirdos. I bet they don't even speak English there. They go to Germany and they just stay in Berlin or Frankfurt. They just eat American food while they're there. The thing about Europe that America has on Europe, drinking water. Look it up. Why is the water suck in Europe so bad? What are you guys doing over there? Yeah, and guess what? Who gives a damn? Why does the water suck in Europe so bad? Does anybody give a fuck? Or am I just talking to myself? Actually, I can tell you a funny story. I don't want to Google why the water sucks in Europe. I don't want to do it. So I'm not going to, because it's my fucking podcast. I got a funny... We were leaving Pittsburgh. You know, when I went to Pittsburgh, we went to Pittsburgh, and we were looking for Iron City beer, because they had this massive sign on the Three Rivers over there, and this big Iron City beer sign. And I'm like, oh, I want to get some Iron City beer. And like, every brewery we went in, every place we went to eat, every restaurant didn't have, like, Icy Light. Like, it was a big thing. Everyone's wearing the t-shirts and everything. And I'm like, where do these people get it? So I Google it, Iron City beer. And it says it's at 150 Ferry Street in Creighton, Pennsylvania, which is about 20 minutes outside of Pittsburgh. And I'm like, perfect. And Dana's like, I'm on board to go, whatever. You know, we always love good meal. But neither of us thought to look up a menu, right? So we're driving there. We end up in some town that got left behind in 1985. Like, I can't explain to you the sense of, like, there was a, like, they had a gas station that had a service station attached and an old tow truck outside. And they had a, one of those Chevy Express vans that had ivy growing over the hood. They had homes that seemed to be falling in on each other. And then you're driving through, you're like, what the hell is going on? I'm being followed by a 1994 Dodge Ram. And I'm just like, what the hell is going on? And there's like a mobile station, not even like mobile gas. It just says mobile. And then you're driving, and then I see this massive thing that kind of looks like the Death Star. And it's Iron City Brewing Company. And it's just their factory. There's no restaurant. I'm like, oh, well, shit. So I got the fuck out of there. And as I drove through Pittsburgh again, as we were driving back to Pittsburgh, I was like, what? You go over the freeway, because the freeway just starts in this town. It starts and ends in this town. And I'm just like, how many people, like I lean over to Dan, like how many people do you think live or work at that factory that live in there? She's like, probably all of them. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, and they all probably do. So, yeah, that sucked. And then have I told you guys about this dirt that's been delivered in my backyard? No, Ryan, you haven't, because that sounds like a boring fucking story. All right, well, hear me out, dude. All right, before you judge me, you're the one listening. You're the one 25 minutes deep in this fucking podcast. Who's the real loser? Huh? I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean to freak out on you like that. You know, I got to work on some things. That's how we handled shit when I was a kid. So, you know, my parents said freak out. There would never be an apology. And then have I told you guys that? We get a lot of new listeners. So what would happen back in the day would be I would fuck something up because I was like 8, right? My dad would give me some weird yard work chore to do, and I would fuck it up because I was a kid who had never done yard work before. And I remember I put regular gas in the leaf blower. And if you put regular gas in a leaf blower, evidently that bitch will seize up. And so my dad popped a fucking top on that, freaked the fuck out. And I remember just being panicked. Like, what did I do wrong? Like, the shit was out of gas. Like, what the fuck? Like, what? He's like, you got to use the mix. You got to use the mix. I'm like, oh, do we have any mix? He's like, no, you didn't ask me to mix it. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm fucking, well, Jesus Christ. He's like, go to your fucking room. I'm like, I don't want to hear it. So I go up to my room and I'm sitting there fucking probably heavy breathing. And a couple hours go by. It was definitely a Saturday morning. And he woke me up too damn early listening to the top 40 country hits and cleaning the shit out of a bathroom. Nobody would clean the shit out of a bathroom than my dad. My dad had, he had this, he would always call it, my mom's bathroom was upstairs, my dad's bathroom was downstairs. And that's what he would say. And he would always do these passive-aggressive comments that he cleaned his bathroom so much better than my mom. But here was the fucking difference. My mom would have it done in 30 minutes or less. My dad, and nobody showered upstairs, by the way, so it shouldn't really take that long. Really, it's just cleaning the toilet, wiping it down, you know, cleaning off. My mom used so much fucking hairspray, the thing would have a film on the counter. It was kind of gross. And then, now that I think about it, I probably brushed my teeth with hairspray at some points. But just from it landing on my toothbrush. But he would spend in this bathroom that it couldn't be more than like 5x5. And it had a stand-up shower, so not even a tub. This guy took an hour and a half to 2 hours cleaning it, when it really should have taken 20 minutes max. What was he doing? Lord knows. But the man would turn on the country music top 40 hits at 8 a.m. and he would make sure we were all up. And it's why I don't sleep all that well now, I swear. Oh, Ryan, you're blaming your parents for your bad sleeping habits. No, I swear, every small noise, I'm up. I'm ready to go. But it's all because my dad was amazing at being loud as shit. And then I'd wake up, he'd have me do some goofy-ass chore that I was gonna fuck up. And then the stress of fucking it up, I would fuck it up, and then it would become a problem. And so after he freaked out on me for the leaf blower incident, a couple hours go by, he cools down. Was he coming upstairs to apologize? No, but I heard him coming upstairs, definitely not to apologize. He opens the door, and he goes, want to go to the batting cages? Because that's how he apologized. We were just never going to speak about it again. He's going to freak out. He's going to say some things he probably means deep down, but doesn't mean. And that was that. So that was living with the Woodses. Ryan, you going to tell us a story about the dirt? No, you people don't give a fuck. So what? I got like 10 yards of dirt plopped onto this crater in my backyard that then I had to go buy some borrow some old woman's electric Mantis tiller from 1982. And then when I went to use it a second time, because I couldn't cut through the dirt and the clay the first time because I got tired, because I'm a tired little tuckered out boy, I go to turn it on, thing won't fucking work. So what does Ryan do? Oh, Ryan goes and gets his tool set, pops that bitch off, reveals fuses, unplugs the fuse, plugs it back in. Guess what? It works. Guess who saved themselves $450? This guy. Because that's how much those tillers cost. Because I did reach a low point where I couldn't get the thing fired back up. And I was like, I just have to buy a new one. Like, this shit's, I'm fucked. All I wanted to do was rent one from Home Depot for $75. But of course, here I am borrowing some old woman's. And of course, I fucking broke it. And then you run into the moral dilemma. Do you tell her or do you not tell her? Do you just move on and just take it back to her and then let her be the one that breaks it, I guess? But no, you fixed it like a man. Well, I believe the time has come. That's the end of the podcast. That was a fun 30 minutes, right? That was fun. Final Monday in June. How will you spend it? It appears I'll be spending mine indoors as it's raining outside. So I hope you enjoy your final Monday in June. Pride Month 2023 is almost to the end. We can all move on. But until then, follow me at the links below. Email me at ryanwoodspod@gmail.com. And I will talk to you next week. Same time. Love you guys. Bye-bye. Left alone.